Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Obviously, the shooting dominating a lot of the front pages here and across the water in the UK this morning. We'll begin with the Irish Sun. Bedlam in the Ballroom is the headline, and they've a picture of this guy, Cole Thomas Allen, being restrained on the floor of the Hilton Hotel in Washington. And the Sun says US President Donald Trump has survived his third assassination attempt after a crazed gunman stormed a press gala. The Irish Daily Mirror on the front page, we dived for cover. This is Katrina Perry, who told how she dived for cover when a gunman opened fire at a dinner attended by President Trump. And Katrina Perry said, you don't expect when getting glammed up for the White House correspondents' dinner that you'll be diving for cover. I saw a clip of her last night drinking tea when she got home after the event. I think I might need something stronger than a cup of tea, to be honest, after that. But just frightening scenes coming from Washington. The Irish Times, it's a dangerous life. Trump reflects on a third assassination attempt in 2 years. Donald Trump remains adamant that the event should be rescheduled and he will deliver his intended speech. He wants the dinner to take place within the next 30 days and he wants to go back and deliver his speech. Although he did say last night that his speech may not be as strong as it was going to be because he'd planned to sort of rip into the journalists in the room. I'm not sure he'll be doing that now. Lots of coverage of it, as you would imagine, in the papers. Also on the front of the Irish Times, the government is considering one-off payments towards environmentally friendly energy measures like heat pumps and efficient cars amid the increasing political pressure of the global energy crisis. So basically, this is to get a transition from fossil fuels to get people to move on to things like heat pumps. I have a heat pump at home. I do find it works very, very well. But we didn't get the big grant that they're talking about here for it. I do have 12 solar panels coming in June, and I will say the demand is huge. We booked our solar panels in March, and the next available date was something like the 10th of June to get the panels in. So there's already huge demand. You'd imagine there would be even more demand if they do one-off supports, more supports for things like solar panels or getting people to move to electric cars or whatever. But Simon Harris asking his officials to consider payments that could be made towards the cost of changing to more sustainable energy and electricity. Also an interesting one on the front of the Irish Times about the Spire in Dublin, where they needed a 300-ton crane, rope-climbing access and a mounted platform to remove a Palestinian flag attached to the Spire of Dublin. Now, it's been there for the past several months. It was first spotted all the way back in September. You can still see it blowing in the wind yesterday, although it's tangled a bit on the top of the spire. No individual or group has claimed responsibility for the flag's placement. But you do sort of wonder, how did they get it up there if we need a crane, rope climbers and a mounted platform to take it down? But the council is considering a range of measures to try and get the flag down from the top of the spire. There'll be other people who say that they quite like having a Palestinian flag up there, I'm sure. The Irish Independent, former Fianna Fáil TD Jim Glennon's connections with Daniel Ramamurthy go back over a decade when he worked on the advisory board for his firm. Glennon has admitted he was the former TD who wrote a reference for sex offender Ramamurthy. So it was Jim Glennon who admitted it was him yesterday after a week or two of people wondering, is it? Well, the judge, I suppose, didn't help by not saying whether it was a TD or a former TD and then clarifying that it was actually a former TD. And then we had a week of trying to guess who the former TD was, and now we know that it is Jim Glennon. The Irish Daily Mail says that there should be an audit now of TD's court records. This is Padraig Tobin, who says now all parties should do an audit of their TD's record of providing character references in criminal trials. Inside the paper is very sad news about a dolphin in Dublin yesterday. I don't know if you heard of this. This dolphin that became stranded in South Dublin, well, it has died despite an attempt to rescue and release it into deeper waters. So the dolphin was spotted on Sandymount Strand early yesterday morning. There was a rescue operation at 9 a.m. The animal was brought ashore and transported to Sandy Cove. But unfortunately, despite the animal being relocated to deeper waters, it died a short time later. And well done to the members of the public who raised concerns about this, but sadly they weren't able to save the poor dolphin, which is quite sad indeed. Now, petrol stations are being fleeced by drivers failing to pay. This is in the Mail. People are still driving off without paying for their fuel, and filling stations are losing thousands of euro monthly due to rising thefts. Up to 15 million euro. It's a huge amount of money. I thought it was 1.5 million. It's 15 million is lost at fuel stations every year by drive-off motorists who fail to pay. And Fuels for Ireland says the cost of these incidents is actually adding to a spike in fuel prices. It's kind of like when people do insurance fraud and then the insurance companies say everyone else has to pay. The petrol stations are saying people driving off means that everyone else has to pay for it. More about that in the Mail. Staying with money, pint of Guinness here is cheaper than in the UK. I kind of assumed it would be, but there's been a big investigation in the Sun into this. Guinness is 68 cent cheaper on average in Ireland than in Britain. This is a big project being done by Rachel, who's a friendly woman who rang 29,000 pubs in the UK over the Easter bank holiday weekend. However, Rachel isn't real. Rachel is an AI agent created by an American and his Irish husband. This is Matt Cortland and John Fleming, and they developed Rachel and got her to ring 30,000 pubs to get the price of a pint of Guinness, and it turns out it's cheaper in Ireland than in the UK. One man who won't be worried about the price of a pint is Roman Dubowski. He's in the Mirror because he won on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on Saturday night, and he celebrated with a cup of tea. And the question to get him £1 million had an Irish connection. In case you didn't see it, the question was, which trademarked logo is described in the James Joyce novel Ulysses and depicted in works by Manet and Picasso? And the options were Bass, the famous grouse, Coca-Cola or Stella Artois. And he had two lifelines left. He only used one of his lifelines and worked out that Bass Ale was the right answer. And he won £1 million and he went off and had a cup of tea. And he's going to give the money to his sister and his nephew, and maybe move house. So that's a very sensible way of celebrating your money. Final story from the Mail. If you are wondering when you really get old, it's at the age of 53. That's when you've reached old age, according to Gen Z. A poll has revealed how each generation views aging, and young people have dramatically different expectations compared to their parents and grandparents. So millennials aged 30 to 45 think you get old at 63. People aged 46 to 61 think you get old at 70. People aged 61 to 79 believe you get old at 75. However, Gen Z reckon it's 53, which is bad news for people like Liam Gallagher, Cameron Diaz and Eminem. More about that in the Mail. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.